Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. November the 30th, considering Jesus first.
All this week, Derek considers the exhortation in Hebrews 10, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Today he urges us to consider Jesus first before we choose how to consider one another. This eighth Let Us passage says in the original Greek, let us consider one another. But I'd like to look back to Hebrews 3:1, where the same word consider is used. It reads, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. If we consider Jesus, we'll end up considering one another. But it's important that we do it in that order. We consider Jesus first, then we consider one another. It makes a great deal of difference whether I relate to you as just a person or as a person in Christ. My mind goes back to an incident that happened while I was the principal of a college that trained teachers in East Africa. For every vacancy that allowed us to accept one student, there were at least 10 suitable applicants. One girl actually walked 24 miles barefoot just to get an interview. You can hardly conceive the desperate hunger people in Africa had for getting an education. Education was the key to success in life as they saw it. One day an elderly mother came to me on behalf of her son, a prospective student. He wasn't exactly suitable for the school, however, and we hadn't accepted him. His mother was pestering me to the point that I was growing annoyed with her. In Africa, they don't believe in democracy. They believe in the chief, the strong man. He's the one who matters. This woman kept telling me, you are the great one. What you say goes. I got so irritated that I was about to give her a piece of my mind. And it was not my sanctified mind either. That's when the Lord spoke to me very gently, saying, remember, she's one of my children. Be careful how you treat her. I repented. She really was a dear, precious woman and a child of God. If we consider Jesus first, it will make all the difference in how we consider one another. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you help me to love others. I proclaim that I consider Jesus first, allowing this perspective to affect how I consider others. I shall consider others. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.